This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and for the next 2 weeks, we're going to have a series of special Behind the Mics. And with us to tell us what is going to happen over these next 2 weeks is Robin Witten, the founder herself of Audiophile Magazine. Hey, Robin.
Hi, Joe. This is a great day to be making these announcements.
So tell us what we can expect. I know, but let's share.
Well, we are revealing today Audiophile's 2021 best audiobooks. So on our website and with our social media, we start off the week with the full list being published and announced. All the hand clapping to all the narrators who have their titles. Absolutely. Selected and honored. And through the whole week, we're going to be talking about each of 9 different subject categories, because that's how we organize our selections, along with special podcasts with the narrators talking about why they loved recording these exceptional audiobooks.
So to sum up, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be talking with the narrators of some of these audiobooks that we're considering the best of 2021.
Right. And each day we will read off the titles within the category that are being honored, as well as having this little conversation with the narrators about the book that they did.
Okay. So I want to back this up, and I want you to share what goes into this selection process, because you don't decide this willy-nilly.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, first of all, it's hard. We always say that, because Audiophile already reviewed over 2,300 audiobooks in 2021. So we have to, and a lot of them were great. We talk about them here every day on Behind the Mic. So there have been so many great ones, but we have to kind of bring it down to 5 or 6 titles selected in each of these 9 categories. Categories are fiction, nonfiction and culture, history and biography, memoir, mystery and suspense, sci-fi and fantasy, romance, teens, young adult, and children's and family listening.
Okay. And so then you have to, out of all those titles across these 9 categories, how do you then condense them and make decisions?
Well, we start, obviously, with our reviews. So earphones reviews get immediate attention, because those are exceptional listening to start with. But even when we look at those, we still have lots of great audiobooks and have to winnow it down. I mean, you and I love mysteries, right?
Yes, we do.
So we reviewed over 300 mysteries this year.
Not enough.
Well, that's a lot. And
I know,
there were
teasing.
So many good ones, but we have to bring it down to 6 favorites. And that's really hard.
It is hard.
You know, we try to pick exceptional listening in all cases, but really we want to pick audiobooks that give our listeners and readers something more. That's why it's an audiobook. You're listening to something, and there's more to it than if you were just reading with your eyes. And it could be the fluency of dialects or dialogues, the sense that you get when you have a narrator with a really special emotional connection to the work, the full cast, you know, all the good things. But really, we want to have the unique audio qualities recognized for this great work by the narrators.
And who are some of the narrators you're going to be speaking with over the next 2 weeks?
It's really great. We so enjoyed talking with some narrators we haven't spoken with before. Karen Chilton, Isabella Starr LeBlanc, Louis Ozawa, Richard Ferrone. We talked to Dion Graham. You know, this is a great way for people to get a little glimpse behind the mic. And into the narrators who really make the magic for all these audiobooks.
Yeah, and they sure do. I know you'll be talking about this over the 2 weeks that are coming up, but is there anything that stands out for you, I wonder?
Well, it's interesting because I look, you know, when we were done, I tried to take a look and see if there were any sort of trends, maybe unexpected trends in our choices. But it's interesting because there are several important nonfiction, history, and cultural topics on our list, particularly in Black history, 400 Souls, which we've talked about on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. A community history of African America.
That's right. Yeah. From 1619 to 2019. It's an incredible cast, a very unusual and special audio program that exists in audio in a really fully dynamic way.
Yeah, it's a wonderful book. I mean, it's a hard book, but boy, it talk about the talent that delivers that book. Mm. And I think you need that because it's narrated by a number of people and it's also an edited volume. So it makes sense that you would have different narrators reading different essays by different authors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because sometimes that can be fairly confusing, but the way the production was set up, I think, gives a lot of clues to listeners and helps you know what's coming and places it in time a little bit. I mean, there's just, it's really a very special audio program.
And what about personal favorites?
Well, we get to personal favorites. Oh, I know there's one that I really love that I turned up as I was looking at this that has a special sort of capstone for George Goodell. And that is, there's a biography of Tony Hillerman by James Morris McGrath on our list in biographies. And it's read by George. But the wonderful thing is that he was a narrator of all of Hillerman's mysteries over two decades. You know, early audiobooks, this is, you know, favorites of so many people. And then here in 2021, he reads the biography of Tony Hillerman.
Oh, that's so touching. That really is. And that must have been so touching for George, too.
Well, I think, you know, talk about how things can come around full circle and you get to know someone through their work. He recorded all so much of Hillerman's work and then here to do the biography as well.
I really loved, there were many books I loved this year, but I loved Harlem Shuffle by Colson Whitehead. Read by Dion Graham. And if that isn't nominated for an audio award, I don't know what is going to be. Because, you know, Whitehead, Pulitzer Prize number one, Underground Railroad, Pulitzer Prize number two, The Nickel Boys. And now, again, it's, you know, he writes this sort of literary crime saga. And Dion Graham is an audio shapeshifter.
Oh, he is. He absolutely is. But I mean, what's most important? This is one of our audiobooks of the year on our list. So we have it right up there and we'll be talking to Dion very soon.
In fact, you're going to be talking to Dion tomorrow because I saw the schedule, or Michelle Cobb is our publisher.
That's right.
And that is going to be fabulous because you're going to be talking about Harlem Shuffle.
Absolutely. So that's a good lead in.
That is a great lead in.
Well, I had some favorites over the year. I had many favorites over the year, but one of the ones when I really have a very soft spot for this is The Murder on the Lynx, which we have been talking about, the Agatha Christie story that was adapted by LA Theater Works with Alfred Molina and a full cast. And, you know, this was just not only a great mystery, a brilliant cast and performance, but really just great fun listening.
Oh, it's so much fun. It really is fun. And it's absolutely a perfect book to listen to during this season. You know, if you want something that is just delightful.
Right.
And Alfred Molina is brilliant. He's just brilliant. And of course, we have that long interview that I did with Alfred Molina, which was also just so charming. The guy is so charming And we talk about this production a lot and his work with LA Theater Works and audiobooks in general.
Yes, that's a great episode. So we have lots of great favorites throughout the year and on this list. Everyone can look forward to, well, today on our website at audiophilemagazine.com, the best of.
And then starting tomorrow, Michelle talking with Dion Graham about Harlem Shuffle, written by Colson Whitehead. And of course, she's going to be talking about all of the, briefly talking about all the fiction titles that are the best
right.
audiobooks in 2021, and then capping it with the conversation with Dion about the Whitehead.
Yes. And, you know, this just goes on for the next 2 weeks. We have the podcast interviews. We have some fun videos with other narrators who are talking about their audiobooks. So, you know, this is all lots of media coming up in the next couple weeks with so many good recommendations for finding great listening.
And honestly, it is really a nice holiday thing for all of us. So thank you. Helping us decide, you know, the kind of listening choices we want to make. And also, as we think about gifts we want to give people.
Absolutely. There's no problem with delivery of audiobooks.
None.
So a great gift for the holidays.
Robin, thank you so much. And I will talk to you, my goodness, not until next year.
I guess so. I guess not until next year.
Not until next year. So have a happy holiday.
Yes, thanks, Joe, and to you.
I look forward to it. Just so people know, Robin and Michelle Cobb, the publisher, they're conducting the interviews and talking about these books over the next 2 weeks. So you're not going to be hearing my dulcet tones for 2 weeks, but then I will be back.
All right. Yes, you get a little vacation here.
I get a vacay. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, A Movie in Your Mind. Try a radically different audiobook. Dramatized adaptations produced with a full cast, cinematic music, and sound effects. Action-packed productions like you've never heard before, with savings up to 60% this month. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.